How's your new guy? Ask how things going.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine.
Erica, that is not a stamp of approval by saying fine.
Oh, no, it's nothing against him. I'm a problem now to be with. I'm really, yeah, but I used to be easy to be with. I was, hey.
Now, Jimmy, she's been, that. Please.
I can sell myself any way I want to. And I'm saying I was easy to be with. I think I was. Two husbands in a row. I think I was very easy on them.
I wonder if we asked the two former husbands if it would be either this
Get them on the phone. I dare you.
Actually, you know, nothing against one of them, but Peter, right. I know, would say, oh, darling, we had lovely times. And please, right. She's a lovely woman.
He still checks in with me every week.
And Joel does, too. I mean, the truth be told, Joel does as well.
Yeah, he sent me flowers for her.
There you go.
So, you know, I was easy.
I
was memorable. Well, that's true. And I'm going to be memorable this time, too. I can't not pick somebody up on something now, like a romantic partner of mine, because I spent a long time sort of letting stuff slide, letting stuff go. And now I've overcorrected, if you will. So now everything that goes through my head, I'm like, hey, no, wait, what did you mean by that? Blah, 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 blah. He said to me at dinner last night, do you realize everything is a red flag to you?
Newly divorced.
Right.
Having just gone through all this. Yeah. Maybe everything sort of feels or seems like one.
Well,
legitimately so.
It sort of stopped me in my tracks and I thought, well, yeah. But everything is. Because, you know, you can either ignore it and just keep it rolling, keep it moving, and then rearview mirror it years down the road and go, why didn't I see that? And no.
Any examples? Did he bring anything up? Or what were you discussing where he said that's a red flag?
I mean, it's his stuff. But, you know, choices of partners or ways of communication or non-communication. Some people overshare, some people undershare. You know,
see, that's such a fine line. How the hell do you know that? I mean, you didn't tell me about that. Well, you told me too much.
I definitely overshare, but if you undershare with me, now undersharing, I'm suspicious.
So that's a red flag for
you, undersharing. Everything's a red flag, and he's not wrong about it. Everything is a red flag because you can take anything to be, you know, if something kills this relationship, this is what it's going to be.
E, let's ask you this.
Yeah.
To a person who may be listening who's interested in dating you, what are three things that the guy, you can pick it either.
Uh-huh.
They must do or must not do?
Well, how about three of each?
Oh, wow. Okay, must not do. Let's see. Let's start with must do. Must be transparent.
Mm-hmm. She's looking for a ghost, so please, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be at the Bell
Dawson House.
I need my EMF meter for that. Yeah. I'm on my first date.
Very nice.
Yes. Must have a sense of humor.
Okay.
And must be thick-skinned. Because I take shots on and off the air.
Fair.
Right?
Fair.
And I don't mean, you know me, I never mean it in a negative, derogatory way. It's
jokes.
Point.
Well, you enjoy sarcasm.
Yeah.
You could be sardonic. And it's generally, couched in humor. It's almost like verbal jousting.
It
playfully,
is verbal
right?
jousting. And if you're not in, then you're out.
Right.
I mean,
right. So what must you not do then? What would be the...
Oh, wow. Must not make me cry.
Well, that's tough. Yeah, right?
But that's a good one.
But it is a good one. I don't like to see anybody be rude to anybody. And I'm not even just talking about me, but must not. I see people be very dismissive of, you know, wait staff at a restaurant or what. I don't... Ooh. That's a no-go with me. And... must not have more baggage than I have.
Good one.
That's pretty much everyone. All right, so you're in.
So I don't think that's a big list.
Yeah, one more. You get one more.
One more?
Well, you said transparent.
Well,
but must, what must a guy do to that you would be impressed by that maybe you'd go, wow, didn't expect that, or maybe he's a keeper? Don't overthink it, because I know...
I like somebody who's really well-rounded. To wrap it all up in one ball, I can't teach you EQ. So if you don't have EQ, like, I don't know what to do with that, because everything I communicate starts at emotion. You can't explain emotions to somebody who's really left brain. I mean,
so you need another creative, perhaps another emotive creative,
or at least somebody who understands it. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody mm-hmm. who, even some of these guys raised by a certain kind of woman, they at least get it. But then you're with somebody who doesn't get it at all, and it's like, oh, I can't even begin with you.
And then beyond all that, the one thing that has to be there,
yeah,
chemistry, right?
Yeah.
In order for it to be long-term, in order for it to be more than a dating situation.
What will be interesting is if one day we can talk to the eventual daughter-in-law of Erica to see what she has to say about what a job the mother did on him.
I don't know how I did.
I just want to talk to the guy right now. Okay. All right, so how's it going? Because I've known her for 20 years. So how you doing in there?
Right? I know, he's fighting for his life, poor guy.
He's trying, though, isn't he?
He's hanging in there.
Yeah. It's thank you. That was interesting. Very, very interesting. Into the creature Erica.